Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about the love of children, the virtue of loving children. You know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is very famous that he was very kind to children. When he would pass children on the street, he would say salam to them, he would greet them, he would be even the first to greet them. And you know, many hadiths have been narrated regarding, you know, children and why it's virtuous to love children. And, you know, this is very significant, especially when we take into consideration the environment in which the Prophet was designated and delegated as a prophet. You know, it's very famous that the people of the Arabian Peninsula, they were very, you know, hard-hearted. And, you know, it's very famous that a lot of them would bury their children alive. And for whatever reason, there's a difference of opinion here regarding the cause of this. But in any case, this has been narrated. So in the context of the environment in which he was designated and delegated and was sent out as a prophet, you know, these hadiths which mention the love of children as a virtue, you know, it has even more significance and importance. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Love children and have mercy on them." And he also said the following: once a man, in the presence of the Prophet, he said, very proudly, he said, "I have never kissed a child ever before." After this person left, the Prophet said the following: "To me, this man is one of the people of hell. هذا رجل إندي أنه من أهل النار." This is definitely a person from amongst the people of hell. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Allah has mercy on a servant because of his strong love for his child. Right? Of course, we should add the reservation that, you know, the love that we have for our children, it should never supersede and overpass, you know, our love for Allah and religion. We should never overstep the bounds of religion because of our love for our children. And this is one of the things that has been reflected in hadith. In many hadiths, it's been mentioned that having a child is indeed a test and is a trial. It's a fitna. And the Holy Quran says, "Know that your possessions and your children are only a test, and that Allah with him is a great reward." And the Prophet said, "Our children are our hearts, the younger ones from among them are our kings, and the older ones are our enemies. When they are alive, they are a trouble for us, and when they die, they make us grieve." And Imam Ali said, "Do not let most of your preoccupation be with your family and children, for if your family and children are lovers of Allah, Allah does not forget his followers. And if they are the enemies of Allah, then what is your concern and preoccupation with the enemies of God?" Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at loving children in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.